duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 62. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 87, partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 64, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You're always welcome to join us here on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Some people are using the new text feature on the shiny new Civic Media app, Dom. Here are a few of the early texts from the show. Only David and Goliath comparison that sticks to Meatball Ron DeSantis is the fact that he's a little fella. Goliath gonna whoop that ass this time. I concur. Texter from the 608. Here's another one. WMDX texting in from the 608. Who the hell keeps putting Mike in front of Wanker? That turd's been flushed.
It keeps coming back around. It's like a bad penny.
Here's one from the 414. A ham and cheese sandwich on every plate. A chicken in every pot, right?
Yeah, it was very Roosevelt.
40 acres and a Wanker. So Scott Walker did not exactly go over, you know, well, he went over like a lead balloon kind of dumb, but
yeah, but he came out of the gates hard, man. I mean, right. He came out on fire.
He didn't make it to the Iowa podium. Caucuses.
He came out from behind the podium in Iowa at the Freedom Summit with Steve King, right? Took his suit coat off, man, rolled up his sleeves, played a little, what? Shipping up to Boston.
And then
wowed
he,
the crowd.
Well, wowed them with fiction of his perceived, you know, courage standing up to the crowds and, you know, the cops in La Crosse, they saved him. The riotous protesters, you know, probably would have said mean things to him or something, or killed him, or said mean things, maybe. But damn, of course, Scott Walker left the race 71 days in. Really, really? 71 days, Scott? That's all you had in you, fella?
You know what I mean?
But, of course, Dom, you know, now we've got a different political cycle, a similar political dynamic in that Ron DeSantis may be the second coming of Scotty Wanker. And, of course, we got Donald Trump. He's the perceived front runner, right? In Wisconsin, Wisconsin likes to be sort of counterintuitive. They don't like the front runner. So anyways, here is what's being said over at the online daily, urbanmilwaukee.com. 1 month before the first Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee, State Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming is advising members of his party who have a favored candidate to also have a plan B. Good idea to have a plan B. Here's what Schimming says. We know Schimming. Look, if Donald Trump's your favorite person, put up a sign, fly that freak flag. Crudy's term, but have a second choice. If Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, or Tim Scott, or whoever is your person, fly that flag, put up a sign, but be willing also to vote for Donald Trump because the country is at stake. Now, here's the question the author writes. Will Trump be the party's nominee for president? Now, here's what the Wankinator said. We quoted him recently, Dom. I don't think we know yet. He'll always probably have, what, 30, 40% of the base of people that are pretty loyal to him. Well, that was Schimming. My bad. Now, Schimming worked for the Wanker, but Schimming, who was elected party chairman in December, noted that history hasn't always been kind to the early leaders in the presidential campaign. Look at my former boss.
Right.
When you look at past elections statistically, the leaders at this time are often not the nominee. Now, Dom, the Republican National Committee has scheduled the first presidential debate for August 23rd in Milwaukee. Do you come to Milwaukee often? Which will also host the party's nominating convention July 15th to 18th of 2024. In Marquette University Law School's poll conducted June 8th to 13th. Well, in that poll, Dom, although that's a relatively small poll, like 419 Republicans, at that time, 31% said Trump should be the party's nominee. Ron DeSantis had 30. That's as good as he's going to get anywhere at any time ever, Dom. And Mike Pence, Again, they'd rather hang him than vote for him at 6%. U.S. Senator Tim Scott at 5%. And the poll had a margin of error of 6.5. So theoretically, Pence could be at negative half a percent.
Theoretically. Crony, but Trump, who announced his third White House bid in November and who has been charged with crimes by prosecutors in Florida and New York, has said he will not join the August 23rd debate in Milwaukee. In a CNN interview, Walker said the nomination is Trump's to lose and it would be a mistake for him not to join the Milwaukee debate. Here's a quote from Walker. The more he's out there directly engaged with the other candidates, the better it is for him, Walker said of Trump. Walker was on a 2015 debate stage with Trump and other candidates during the governor's 9-week campaign for president. Like everyone keeps keeping track.
The key word in that sentence, weak.
This guy dominates the stage. He's a prize fighter, Walker said of Trump. Prize fighters belong in the ring defending their title. Wisconsin Democrats have continued to focus on Trump's lead in national and state polls to raise money. The mega plan to steal the 2024 election goes straight through Wisconsin, says a Democratic Party website, which also knows Trump can't stop talking about Wisconsin. That's not a coincidence. He can't retake the White House if he doesn't win Wisconsin. But Schimming cited a national poll that found about 40% of Democrats, those who lean Democratic and independent, don't want Biden to run again. That's why Democrats use Trump as a boogeyman, Schimming said. Yeah, that's why. I would rather have my issue, all sorts of potential candidates, than their issue of only 4 in 10 people think Biden ought to run for re-election. That's an enthusiasm problem. On my side, there is one thing I do not have, an enthusiasm problem.
Dominic, I've got a quote.
They were very enthusiastic when they sacked the Capitol, Schimming.
Dominic, I've got a statement from one of the texters in here, the shiny new Civic Media app. Biggest difference between Scott K. Walker and Rotten Ron is that Casey DeSantis is much better looking than Tonette Walker. Donald J. Trump might take her furniture shopping. And here's another one. Look, boys, the cult of Trump doesn't care about anything but their dear leader. We can only hope, if you're Crudy, pray that independent voters and reasonable Republicans will vote for Uncle Joe. So saith Jeff from Sherwood. He's kind of snarky lately, that Jeff. Friend of yours?
Great show. Greatest show ever, Jeff.
You know, I heard him call somebody else's show recently.
What cheating?
I don't often call radio products, but when I do, it's not the devil's advocates, apparently, at 844-967-2789.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there's nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 62. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 87, partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 64, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Dominic, I want to come back here. I want to talk about the dominating blueness of Dane County, Wisconsin, where I live. And I realize so many of the listeners are outside of Dane County. I just went and I looked on the map. Where are people listening from today, Dom?
Where are they listening from today?
Shout out Augusta, Wisconsin. I had not heard of Augusta, Wisconsin. Got three listeners in Augusta, or someone's got us on in every room. In Wauwega, we got people listening there. We got people listening in Waupaca right now. I guess that's something.
Chain of Lakes, baby. Shout out to the Chain of Lakes, man.
But here's what I would say, Dom. Dane County, bluest college town in America.
Woo.
This is a really big deal. How college towns are decimating the GOP. I just say, you're welcome, America. Maddie Alexander and Charlie Matheson over at the Politico. I always love an article. Dateline, Madison, Wisconsin. When you start with my hometown, you probably are going to get me to read it. Dominic, spring elections in Wisconsin are typically low turnout affairs. But in April, with the nation watching the state's bitterly contested Supreme Court race, voters turned out in record-breaking numbers. Now, did we mention Janet Protasiewicz will be impaneled on the Wisconsin Supreme Court a week from today, Dom. Next Tuesday, August 1st. 1 week. It's been a long time coming. The
yes, it has.
Court will effectively flip for the first time in a decade or more. Dom, no place was more energized than Dane County, the state's second most populous county after Milwaukee. It's long been a progressive stronghold. thanks to the double influence of Madison, the state capital, the University of Wisconsin. But this was something else. Turnout in Dane was higher than anywhere else in the state. And the Democratic margin of victory that delivered control of the nonpartisan court to liberals was even more lopsided than usual and bigger than any of the state's other 71 counties.
Whew.
Once again, you're welcome, Wisconsin. The margin was so big that it changed the state's electoral formula. Under the state's traditional political math, Milwaukee and Dane, Wisconsin's two Democratic strongholds, are counterbalanced by the populous Republican suburbs surrounding Milwaukee. The rest of the state typically delivers the decisive margin in statewide races. The Supreme Court results blew up that model. Dane County alone is now so dominant that it overwhelms the Milwaukee suburbs, which had begun trending leftward anyways. In effect, Dane has become a Republican-killing Death Star. There's that term again, Dom. There's that term again. A Death Star. We have effectively built a talk radio Death Star right here. The home base of civic media. Dom, WMDX, obviously. We were WTTN for a long time. And before that, there was Heartless Radio's version, right? But I would point out, 18 of the last 19 years, this lefty talk format has been on the air in Madison, Wisconsin. 20 years ago, when Air America launched, 19, if you look at the progress of Democratic votes here in my hometown, in Madison, in Dane County, we now have more Democratic voters than there were voters 20 years ago. I'm just saying, devil's advocates, we're working on 12 years, Tom. We didn't move the entire electorate, but I'm taking credit for that smidgen on the margins, Tom. You got this?
Yeah, Kurt, I got this. This is a really big deal, said Mark Grawl, a Republican strategist who ran George W. Bush's 2004 reelection campaign in Wisconsin. What Democrats are doing in Dane County is truly making it impossible for Republicans to win a statewide race. In isolation, it's a worrisome development for Republicans. Unfortunately, for the larger GOP, it's not happening in isolation. In state after state, fast-growing, traditionally liberal college counties like Dane are flexing their muscles, generating higher turnout and even greater Democratic margins. They've already played a pivotal role in turning several red states blue, and they could play an equally decisive role in swing states next year. One of those states is Michigan. My home state, Crudy. 20 years ago, the University of Michigan's Washtenaw County gave Democrat Al Gore what seemed to be a massive victory. A 60-36% win over Republican George W. Bush, marked by a margin of victory roughly 34,000 votes. Yet that was peanuts compared to what happened in 2020. Biden won that county by close to 50 percentage points with a winning margin of about 101,000 votes. If Washtenaw had produced the same vote margin 4 years earlier, Hillary Clinton, would have won Michigan, a state that played a prominent role in putting Donald Trump in the White House. Name the flagship university: Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Ohio, Texas, Virginia, among others, and the story tends to be the same. If the surrounding county was a reliable source of Democratic votes in the past, it's a landslide county now. There are exceptions to the rule, particularly in states with the most conservative voting habits. But even in reliably red states like South Carolina, Montana, and Texas, you'll find at least one college-oriented county producing even larger Democratic margins. The American Communities Project, which has developed a topology of counties, designates 171 independent cities and counties as college towns. In a combined social science journalism effort based on the Michigan State University School of Journalism, the ACP uses 36 different demographic and economic variables in its analysis, such as population density, employment, bachelor degrees, household income, percent enrolled in college, rate of religious adherence, and racial and ethnic composition. Of those 171 places, 38 have flipped from red to blue since the 2000 presidential election. Just 7 flipped the other way from blue to red, and typically by smaller margins. Democrats grew their percentage point margins of 117 counties, while 54 grew redder. In raw votes, the difference was just as stark. The counties that grew bluer increased their margins by an average of over 16,000, while Republicans increased their margins by an average of just over 4,000. Back in 2000, the places identified as college towns by ACP voted 48% to 47% in favor of Al Gore. In the last presidential election, the 25 million who live in those places voted for Joe Biden 54 to 44. Many populous urban counties are home to large universities don't even make the ACP's college towns list because their economic and demographic profiles differentiate them from more traditional college counties. Among missing are places like the University of Texas, Travis County, where Democratic margin victory grew by 290,000 votes since the year 2000, and the University of Mexico's Bernalillo County, where the margin grew by 73,000 votes. The University of Minnesota's Hennepin County has become bluer by 245,000 votes. North Carolina offers a revealing snapshot of a state whose college towns have altered its electoral landscape. Five of the state's nine counties that contain so-called college towns have gone blue since voting for George W. Bush in 2000. Back then, the nine counties together netted roughly 12,000 votes for Bush, who carried the state by nearly 13%. 20 years later, those numbers have broken dramatically in the opposite direction. Biden netted 222,000 votes from those counties. He still lost the state, but the margin was barely more than 1%. Crudy, there's no single factor driving the college town trend. In some places, it's an influx of left-leaning, highly educated newcomers drawn to growing, cutting-edge industries advanced by university research with a vibrant quality of life. In others, it's rising levels of student engagement on growing campuses. Often, it's a combination of both.
In Madison, it's the Devil's Advocates radio show. I feel quite confident.
What's clear is that these places are altering the political calculus across the national map. Combine university counties with heavily Democratic big cities and increasingly blue suburbs, and pretty soon, you have a state that's out of the Republican Party's reach.
We're almost there, man. We're almost there. If we keep it up, and I have every intention of keeping it up, Dom, we're to put the state of Wisconsin in the blue column permanently. Permanently. Next year is going to be so much fun around here.
I mean, permanently. Well, what's permanent, man? I mean, you gotta win it every time, every day, every conversation, every vote. I mean, it's a continual process, a self-governance thing. You got to earn it, man, every time. I'd love to say, hey, yeah, you know, we got the rig max like the Republicans. We're going to get it every time. That's not the case. We want fair maps so we get accurate representation so we can dissuade the crazies from going farther right or even farther left. You know what I mean? We want just, you know, good governance, man. What's wrong with that?
We'll never get that until we win every election. 844-967-2789. Jeff from Shorewood, your name was invoked. Welcome, Jeff. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeff.
It was invoked. And, Crudy, I accept your challenge to call in.
Have you ever called us before, Jeff? I've heard you on other programs on the Civic Media lineup, but never on this fine program.
I have never called you boys. I love you boys. You're my favorite show on the station. And you gave me some crap a while back about trolling you, and I
every bit earned
from love. I troll out of love, only out of love.
Okay, then.
And when I suggest,
go ahead.
That you got to be great today. That's out of love. It's all out of love.
That but is the standard we meet almost every day, Jeff.
Well, and I was calling in because you were talking about my friend Janet, and I know you've kind of moved off of that and into, you know,
we can talk about
more important
soon to be Justice Protasiewicz. Let's talk about her.
Yes, she is awesome. I've been practicing criminal law in Milwaukee for 23 years. And early on in my career, I had cases against her as a prosecutor, and she was a very reasonable and intelligent prosecutor. And then when she got on the bench here in Milwaukee County, I had numerous cases with her as the judge. She's a fair and reasonable judge. And so I just want to say, and she's a friend of mine. So,
no bias whatsoever, Jeff.
Well,
let me ask you, Jeff, on the topic, though, what's your take? I mean, we talk about Dane County and these college towns. I mean, do you see this trend continuing? And what do you give as the reason for these trends, in your opinion?
Well, I really hope so. I really hope so. And the trend I would give is that the younger kids, why do you think that one Yahoo wants to raise the voting age to 25? You know, because the younger people are smart and insightful, and they see through the Trump crap. So,
Jeff, Jeff, sorry to interrupt, buddy, but I'll give you another minute here. What part do you believe that the, you know, abortion ban, effectively the 1849 law that I know a judge has said it should not be the valid law, but that's on appeal. So currently abortion is forbidden here in the state of Wisconsin under almost every circumstance. Jeff, I would say that turned the kids out. And here in Dane County and Madison, it was like 10-1. Those that supported Protasiewicz over Dan Kelly. I mean, it was an ass kicking of biblical proportions, Jeff.
Oh, I would agree on that 100%. And that, you know, may still remain a solid issue for the Democrats. You gotta hammer it. And the kids for sure.
The kids are all right, Jeff, but we're a little short on time.
Oh, the kids, though. Cleta Mitchell. Let's not forget about Cleta Mitchell. She's a veteran GOP election lawyer. She was giving a presentation to a Republican National Committee donor retreat. Here's what she was complaining about. She wanted, you know, limitations on voting on college campuses. Here's her quote. What are these college campus locations, question mark? What is this young people effort that they do? They basically put the polling place next to the student dorm so they just have to roll out of bed, vote, and go back to bed. Yeah, I mean, listen, the Republicans hate it. They hate it. If voting is easy, if it's accessible, they don't like that because the more people vote, the more Republicans lose.
Come back with us. You'll never be a loser unless you're a troll. But I'll take it back, Jeff. That wasn't a troll. That was love and adoration.
That's right.
That's all we seek from you.
Busting shots, man. That's okay.
And utter loyalty. Come back. More doubles.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Radio show. You can always join this fine program. Give us a call at 844-967-2789 or just download the Civic Media app. You can click on the call or text button, and that works too.
Dominic, do you notice that Wisconsin Republicans and apparently the RNC, led by Rona McDaniel, don't call her Romney, they got a new plan. Their plan is to turn out the early votes, and they're starting in Wisconsin. Yeah. And I saw right in their own, like, early voting statement, they plan on harvesting ballots, Dom. That's like part of their plan now. The same thing that Donald Trump said is how the Democrats steal the elections. Well, that's their new plan to what? Win elections here in the state of Wisconsin. It's the fact their team has been put off the early voting, Dom. Now they'll win everything, or so they hope.
Sure.
Do you think it's the secret sauce, the electoral formula?
Well,
you think
that's
why Republicans have been losing statewide elections now?
No, but they're probably missing a few around the edges. No question about it. I mean, what an asinine thought to tell your voters not to early vote. Well, because Trump's, it's corrupt. That's how they steal elections. Yada, yada. I mean, all the Trump lies. And of course, that dissuades, if you believe the lies, and many megas do, like the flag I saw the other day, Trump won. I know it. You know it. Yeah, right. Trump lost, but doesn't matter. He was part of that lie and prepping even before the election, dissuading people from early voting. And early voting is great. I mean, we want it easy. We want it accessible. We want everyone to do it. So the more people that do it, the more representative our government but should normally be. But of course, that's a problem if you have terrible ideas, don't respect women, maybe still hold on to a little of institutional racism, or, you know, just generally don't recognize history. That can be problematic if, you know, you're not going to get, you know, 20% doesn't turn into 80%.
Dominic, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, our friend Bill Glauber reporting the Republican National Convention launches the Bank Your Vote campaign. Is that like rock the vote, bank the vote? They figure, you know, Republicans, they're probably more knowledgeable about the banks than the rocking and the rolling.
Right.
Anyways, here is what's being reported. Republicans are going all in on early vote in Wisconsin for next year's presidential race. Here's a quote from Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. Don't call her Romney. When you have a football game, you don't wait until the fourth quarter to start scoring. That an interesting analogy. We have to make sure that we're not allowing Democrats to get such a huge start during the early voting period that we have to make it all up on Election Day, McDaniel said during a telephone conference call. It doesn't make sense. For Republicans, getting their voters to cast ballots early would mark a sea change, especially, especially after the 2020 presidential, when former President Donald Trump and his supporters questioned the practice. Is that what they did? Including voting by mail. The program aims to, here's what they say, Dom, educate and activate Republicans to vote early. The party is also coupling the campaign with what it calls an election integrity effort. Yeah. The state's Republican congressional delegation is backing the campaign, including Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. McDaniel said she has spoken with Trump and said he has been supportive of the initiative. Trump has softened on the subject of early voting in recent months. He softened.
Yeah.
Could he be any softer? You're going to see a more robust push from all the candidates, McDaniel said. And in March, Trump told the Conservative Political Action Conference, the CPAC, Republicans must compete using every lawful means to win. That means swamping the left with mail-in votes, early votes, and election day votes. We have to do it. State Democrats were withering in their criticism of the effort. You got some withering criticism in you, Dom?
I sure do, Kurt. Here is a quote. Democratic Party Wisconsin Communications Director Joel Osland said this. Wisconsin Republicans spent years and millions of taxpayer dollars casting doubt on the 2020 election and undermining safe and accessible forms of early voting, only to now reverse course in the wake of multiple embarrassing statewide defeats. Yep. Osland called the about-face to embrace early voting a hypocritical and deeply cynical ploy.
Absolutely.
That is doomed to fail thanks to the years of Republican politicians like Donald Trump, Robin Voss, and Brian Schimming have spent lying to their own voters about the 2020 election. No doubt. So-called non-traditional voting exploded in 2020 during the pandemic, with 69% of voters casting ballots either early or by mail, up from about 40% in 2016, according to U.S. Census Bureau estimates. Much of the surge in non-traditional voting was due to an increase in mail-in voting, the Bureau found. According to data from 2022 midterms compiled by the U.S. Election Project, in states where voters could register by party, 33.8% of the early vote was cast by Republicans, while 42.5% was cast by Democrats. During the 2022 midterms in Wisconsin, more than 740,000 voters cast absentee ballots, including 318,000 who voted early in person. In last year's race for a state Supreme Court, more than 450,000 voters cast absentee ballots, including 175,000 who voted in person. In the past, McDaniel said Republicans in Wisconsin banked about 25% of their votes before Election Day. We really need to get that number up if we're going to be competitive with Democrats in a key battleground state.
That's the problem. They're not going to be competitive in this key battleground state.
During a recent state Republican convention, delegates passed a non-binding resolution to return to same-day voting. Brian Schimming, the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, said the initiative deals with the law that is on the books now. Last week, a national Democratic law firm led by Mark Elias filed suit to challenge restrictions on Wisconsin's drop box ban and absentee ballot rules. In July of 2022, the state Supreme Court, in a 4-3 ruling, banned voters from using drop boxes to return absentee ballots. In September, a Waukesha County judge banned election clerks to fill in missing address information on absentee ballots. The lawsuit filed on behalf of two liberal-leaning organizations and a Dane County man seeks to undo both rules. McDaniel said the RNC will be working with the state Republicans and others to monitor what our response is going to be to the lawsuit. But what I do know is that he, Elias, has proposed what he has proposed is bad for Wisconsin. No, it's not. Because now you got all these old Republicans who've been told for years not to, you know, use absentee ballots. Now they're going to have to use them. Now you want this. And some of them are going to forget to put their zip code on. And while I do not agree with who they were going to vote for, I do think that a vote cast should be counted. The intent should be there, even if you're a Republican.
Hey, Jim Tripwis, former district court judge here in the state of Wisconsin, Trump attorney, would be more than willing to disenfranchise not only his vote, his wife's vote, but up to 200,000 absentee ballots if necessary to do the right thing, you know, and overturn the will of Wisconsin's voters. Come back, the Happier Happy Hour, the Tuesday edition. We got Mark Pocan, my congressman. He is fired up. We're going to bring you the sound, and then we're going to bring you the man at 520. The Happier Happy Hour, it's going to get happier up in here. My congressman, our friend, Mark Pocan, and perhaps you as well. Hour 2, Devil's Advocates, is next.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Former President Trump has been indicted for the third time. CBS's Scott McFarlane breaks down the charges.
It's conspiracy to defraud the United States. Conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. Again, as a very common charge from the Justice Department in January, six cases overall. Obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding. Again, that official proceeding being the January 6th electoral count, which was very much obstructed for several hours that day. And conspiracy against rights, which is a broader term for a charge that goes against people who have power.
In a statement, Trump's campaign called the indictment election interference. Fitch has downgraded the U.S.'s long-term credit rating. CBS's Nancy Cordes with reaction from the Biden administration.
The White House is pushing back ferociously on this downgrade of U.S. credit. One White House official says the move by Fitch, quote, defies reality at a time when the economy is so strong. Another official said, we strongly disagree with Fitch, pinning the blame instead on chaos and uncertainty during the Trump years. President Biden is hoping to run on his handling of the economy, and this move by Fitch doesn't help.
Pandemic rent protections are no more in Los Angeles. That means some tenants now have to pay back rent from the first 18 months of the pandemic. Steve Berg with the National Alliance to End Homelessness.
Most communities have a pretty developed system of assistance for homeless people, but we don't have a similar sort of systemic approach to keep people from losing their housing.
Speaking of being broke, many grad school alums are drowning in debt. Here's correspondent Jim Crisula.
5 years after earning their diploma, a third of graduate school students owe more on their loans than they initially borrowed. That's according to a new study from the HEA Group. The study also found that a grad student degree may not provide much of an earnings boost for many young people.
America has finally banned the sale of incandescent light bulbs.
I think it's a good thing. I know they're more expensive, and I'm glad they came out with the newer LED that are more the shape of the incandescent, because I hated those curly ones.
The Department of Energy estimates this will save people close to $3 billion on their utility bills and projects it will also cut planet warming carbon emissions by 222 million metric tons over the next 30 years. One person was killed and more than 50 were injured when a tour bus heading for the Grand Canyon crashed into a car and flipped over Tuesday morning. Tribal officials are investigating the cause of the crash. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Staples presents a lesson in back-to-school savings. Your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. So when you return your Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. So you can save even more on top of huge back-to-school deals. Like right now, two pocket poly folders and Staples 8-count number 2 pencils are each just 50 cents. Staples gives you more ways to save even more. 50 cent offers end 8/26. Pricing and limits may vary in store and online. Amazon return offer in store only. Exclusions apply. Dad.